大家下午好。
Thank you for coming.
再次感谢大家能来到我们当中。
I was struggling with the communion.
我刚刚自己就很难打开那个圣餐的那个杯。
I only managed to drink half the blood of Jesus.
可能我开不了那个口，所以我可能只喝了一半耶稣的血。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As you can see, a lot of there hardly any children here today.
可能我们当中大家也可能注意到，我们不是没有很多小朋友。
Because either they've gone on holiday，
因为我们的孩子他们要不就是回
with their families，
要不就是跟家人一起回国度假了。
Or they've gone to a camp，
或者要不是他们参加一个基督徒的营会。
So they've gone to a camp up somewhere up north， spending a week。
对，他们去参加一个叫 Luminous 的那个基督徒营会，青年营会。
And you notice that mom and dad's a lot of them are not here。
那么我们可能很多父母可能也没在当中
，because that's their opportunity
。可能也是因为孩子不在呢，父母有时间可以休息一下
，to slip away 。
然后有可以有一些休息的时间
，and spend a romantic few days。
让父母有一些很难得的一些二人的时间哈。
Who have children, we know that whenever you are back together as a couple and the children are taken care of, it is manna from heaven.
对，我们当中做父母可能也知道，有养育过孩子知道，如果孩子不在身边，有难得的有夫妻二人相处的时间是非常非常宝贵的。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And please remember that on the 18th of August the service will be in Cantonese.
那么就是大家记得8月18号的主日呢，我们会用英文和广东话进行。
Amen.I encourage those people online, they if you can come to church, come to church.
那么在网上的弟兄姊妹，我们也鼓励你，如果可以的话，可以来到我们的实体教会。
Because church is not just about hearing the sermon, but we need to worship the Lord together with everybody else and fellowship.
我们知道说教会呢，去教会不只是说在听讲道而已，而是跟弟兄姊妹肢体之间的一个团契和一起的敬拜。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know,So, and also, I want to say to those people who are listening online after the service, maybe one day, two days later.
我同时也对那些可能在今天之后，在通过录音的方式听我们的聚会讯息的弟兄姊妹们。
Why don't you come and visit us?
我们也鼓励你有找时间来到我们当中。
If you're in London or you live nearby.
如果你在住在伦敦，如果方便的话，也来到我们的教会当中。
So we welcome everybody online and everyone else listening from other countries.
我们再次欢迎我们网上的弟兄姊妹，甚至在其他国家借着网络跟我们一起聚会的弟兄姊妹。
We pray that the Lord will bless you.
我们祷告，愿神大大祝福你们。Amen. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, you know time is short.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道时间非常的宝贵，短暂。
You know, ever since COVID, the world is not the same anymore.
在疫情之后呢，世界发生了很大的改变。
So if there is a time for Jesus to come back, it is soon.
如果是到耶稣再来的时候，时间是临近了。
Amen. You know, Timothy says that the last days are lawless.
在提摩太书是说，最后的日子是没有律法的日子。
And you can see there's a load of rioting going on in our country.
在那国家当中有很多的暴动暴乱的发生
and something is happening.
我们知道有事情在发生
and that's why we need to pray for our country.
这就是为什么需要我们为我们的国家祷告
and that the Lord will show us mercy.
愿神来怜悯我们
and yesterday we've seen on the news how rockets have been fired into Israel.
昨天我们在新闻当中看到呢，在以色列他们有一些导弹有发射到以色列
It is important to us.
对于我们来说是至关重要的
becauseIsrael is a clock for our for the church.
因为以色列就是我们教会所有的一个指南针。
It tells us that Christ is coming back soon.
因为他会告诉我们，任何主再来的日子近了。
And also, this year's election in the U.S. is very important.
而且今年在美国要进行的大选，这个事情呢也是非常重要的。
It has significant impact.
在这整个世界有很大的一个影响。
And so you can spend all day praying for different things.
所以我们可能一整天的花很多时间来为不同的事情来代祷。
And so we need to take care of our family.
所以我们也要照顾我们的家庭。
And the best way to take care of family is to pray for our family.
那么我们来看顾我们家庭最好的方法就是在祷告当中来为他们。
To be under God's protection.
让我们的家庭都是在神的看顾保守之下。
And in your job and in your career under God's guidance.
在我们的工作和我们的生意上有神的指引和保守。
Amen.
Amen.
Today I want to talk to you about words of eternal life.
今天我跟大家分享的是关乎永生之道。
Now, take the story in 1 Kings chapter 19.
在列王记上的十九章。
There is a story about Elijah.
这是关乎以利亚的一个故事。
At the time of Israel, Israel was ruled by Ahab and Jezebel.
在那个时候呢，以色列国度呢是被亚哈王和耶洗别所统治。
Now, we're talking about the northern part of Israel.
我们是称为在北部的以色列国。
Because by now, Israel has been split into two halves.
因为这个时候呢，以色列国呢已经被分为两部，北部和南国。
You have Judah and Jerusalem in the south.
他们是在南部是犹大国。
And then you have the other tribes in the kingdom in the north.
那么在北部的国度就称为以色列国。
In the north of the kingdom.
在这个国度的北部。
Jezebel introduced the worship of Baal.
那么耶洗别这个王后呢，把那种巴利的那种敬拜带到以色列国。
And that the Baal worship was very dominant in Israel at that time.
在那个时候呢，他们拜巴利的这个仪式呢，在那边占主导地位。
If you notice, even in the New Testament, Jesus went to Samaria.
我们记得在新约时候，耶稣去到撒玛利亚。
And met the Samaritan woman.
见到那个撒玛利亚妇人。
And Jesus said to her, "You have five husbands."
耶稣对她说，你有五个丈夫。
Well, that means she didn't actually have five real husbands, but five different gods of Baal.
所以耶稣这口中的这个丈夫，并不是实实在在五个丈夫，但是讲说他拜的五个巴利的偶像。
Because the god of Baal is translated as husband, Lord.
因为在他们巴利的偶像当中，这个巴利的意思就是代表丈夫还有主的意
思。So when Jesus asked the Samaritan woman, "How many husbands you have?" it means, "How many Baal do you have?"
当主问这个撒玛利亚妇人，你有几个丈夫的时候，其实的意思是问他，你有几个这种巴利的偶像。
And the god of Baal are many different versions of them.
那么可能那巴利的偶像呢，有很多不同的版本，不同的样式。
And so in the book of Kings, we see that Baal was introduced by the queen.
所以在列王记上，我们看到这个巴利偶像呢是被这个王后耶洗别所带进来的。
And that Israel could not tell the difference between Jehovah and Baal.
所以当时的以色列的百姓，他们不能分辨这个以色列的那耶和华神和这个巴利神。
Because Baal is a counterfeit of Jehovah.
因为这个是巴利呢，是耶和华神的一种复制
，a counterfeit of the Messiah，
它是伪造品。
Because Jesus to us is Lord，
因为耶稣对我们来说是主，是神。
So is the title of Baal，
因为巴利他的那个称呼也是神，是主。
Jesus to us is husband，
耶稣对我们来说是我们的丈夫。
We are the bridegroom， we are the bride，
我们是新妇。他是我们的新郎。
And so are the gods of Baal.
所以那个巴利的神也是如此来称呼自己的。
And so to the worship of Baal was so similar to the worship of Jehovah that they could not tell the difference.
所以那个时候他们拜巴利偶像的那种敬拜的方式跟他们拜耶和华神的方式非常相似。
Obviously, people who know God can tell the difference.
对那些真正认识神的人可以分辨这个不同。
But Israel was in such a deception that they could not tell the difference.
但是当时的以色列百姓，他们现在极大的一个蒙骗当中，他们不能分辨这个不同。
And soon they have forgotten who Jehovah is.
所以很快的，他们就忘记了他们真正的耶和华的神是谁了。
Isn't it a tragedy?
是不是一种悲剧呢？
But there is a lesson to learn.
这在当中有一个功课我们可以学到。
We may go to church.
可能我们去教会
or a nation may be under Christianity.
可能一个国家都是以基督教来统治的。
Just like the UK, we say this is a Christian country.
就好像我们说英国曾经是基督教的国家。
And that Europe is a Christian continent.
那么欧洲呢，也是基督教的盟国。
But that's not true.
但现在并不是真的。
We've forgotten who God is.
我们已经忘记了这位神是谁了。
And that all the other gods are like the gods of Baal.
其他我们拜的各种各样的神，就好像这个时候的巴力的神一样。
In America and in Europe, we have forgotten who Jesus is.
在美国，在欧洲，很多国家，我们都忘记了耶稣是谁。
And so what happened is other gods have come in.
随着那些其他不同的偶像进入到我们的国家当中。
And the people cannot tell the difference.
在这里当中住的百姓，他们无法分辨那不同之处。
That's why today when you preach the gospel, people say, Christianity is just the same as other religion. It's a different way of getting to heaven.
所以今天当我们跟人家传福音的时候，他们觉得基督教只是跟其他宗教不同，另外一种不同的方式去天堂而已。
You see, I expect a non-believer to say that, but tragedy is a Christian says the same.
可能一个不信徒这样讲，我可以理解。但是很悲哀的是，甚至有些基督徒都自己这样认为。
So we no longer can tell the different gods. We think that Buddha will lead us to heaven. All other religion will lead us to heaven.Jesus is just one of the way.
所以很多人觉得说，信佛教可以让我们去到天堂，道教可以去天堂，拜观音可以去天堂，耶稣只是其中的一条道路。
But the Bible says, Jesus said, I am the only way.
但是圣经告诉我们，耶稣是唯一的道路。
To the Father.
去到天父那里。
Amen.
Amen.
So if we say that other gods can lead us to the Father, that is blasphemy.
如果我们说其他的偶像、其他的宗教会带我们去到天父那里，那么其实是污蔑神的。
We can only be saved by Jesus.
只有借着耶稣才有拯救。
God in heaven have not offered mankind a different solution.
那么在天的父没有赐给我们人类有其他拯救的方法。
Only Jesus.
只有他的爱子耶稣。
Is the way.
他是唯一的道路。
It's the truth.
他是那真理。
Amen.
Amen.
It's the truth.
它是那个真理。
And so, just like the world today, people are searching for the God.
好像如今在世上的人，他们在寻求这位神。
And they all feel they found the way.
他们觉得他们找到了那个方法，那个道路。
And so, because Israel is now completely lost.
现在我们看到这个列王记上的这些百姓，他们都完全迷失。
God raised up Elijah, the mighty prophet.
神兴起了以利亚这个大先知
and for Elijah to demonstrate that God Jehovah is the true God
他看借着先知以利亚来向他们证明耶和华神才是真正的神
so what he did was to challenge the prophets of Baal
所以他所做的就是去挑战巴利的那些先知
on the Mount Carmel
在这个卡玛山上去挑战他
and what happened they built the altar
所以在山上他们建了那个祭坛
They put water on the altar
把水浇在那个祭坛上
And they challenged the God who will burn the altar is the true God
他们会挑战说谁哪位神哪位先知叫神降火来烧尽这个祭坛就是真的神
So Israel is like the Christians They no longer know Is this the Holy Spirit? Is this Christ? Is this the Father?
所以现今的基督徒就好像当时的以色列百姓他们分不清这个谁是真的基督吗是真的圣灵吗是真的那位神吗
And this is a warning to the Pentecostals and Charismatics
这也是对于我们灵恩派教会的一个很大的一个警告
And even the traditional church who read the scripture Who are you talking to?
当我们传统教会我们在读圣经的时候我们知道我们在跟对谁说话呢
Today the Pentecostal cannot tellSomething that is of the devil versus something that is of the Holy Spirit.
今天很多灵恩派的教会，我们不知道我们祷告是借着邪灵呢，还是借着圣灵呢
？Just because a prophet, so-called prophet, can tell you your phone number, it does not mean it's from God.
很多时候不代表说一个所谓的先知，他可能告诉你的手机号码，就代表他是从神而来的先知。
Amen. There's so many prophets now. They say that what does this number mean?And that ends with 868.
可能现在我们在电视上在社交媒体看到很多这种所谓的先知他们会告诉你很多所谓数字的一些寓意。
Does Isaiah chapter 8 verse 68 mean anything to anyone?
他觉得可能以赛亚书八章多少多少节对你来说有什么 特殊的意义吗
And so Christian go, wow, that's my phone number.
然后很多人说哇他在说好像给我的我的手机号码是
一吻合的 And then they empty their pockets.
然后他就是要你要去奉献捐款。
But not once do they glorify Jesus.
但是他们所做的事情没有一件事来荣耀耶稣的名。
I can do the same thing.
可能我自己也可以做这样的事情。
All I need to do is look up in the internet.
就是在去网上找这些资料。
Find out the phone directory of the church.
把那个电教会的号码找出来。
Write down a few numbers.
写下几个电话号码。
And then when the congregation comes,
然后当那个会众来的时候
，there bound to be someone with that phone number.
肯定有人他们是有这个电话号码的。
That's the way they do it.
这就是他们可能这样做的一种方式。
And that's the way Jezebel did it.
这也是耶洗别所做的。
She did something that could no one could tell between God and the God of Baal.
所以他做的事情让那些百姓分辨不出来是从耶和华来呢，还是从巴利而来。
You see, we can tell it's the Holy Spirit.
对于我们来说，我们知道是从圣灵而来。
Because the Holy Spirit always glorifies Jesus.
因为圣灵总是荣耀耶稣。
Not glorify the anointed man who wants your money.
他并不是来荣耀一个所谓的受恩膏的人，那可能总是为了要得到你的财钱财。
But how many Christians can tell the difference?
但是有多少当今的基督徒可以分辨 这一切呢
？If somebody stand in front of you, got long hair with a beard and wearing sandals, say, "I am Jesus."
但有一个人可能长头发，留着胡须，穿着一个草鞋，说我是基督。
How many people will be able to tell whether that is a real Jesus or is a fake?
有多少人可以去分辨在他面前的人是真的基督呢，还是人装出来的呢
？Amen. If A woman just stand in front of me that look exactly like Suzanne. Yeah?
一个女子站在我面前可能跟我的太太长得一模一样。
How can I tell if this is really Suzanne or is a fake Suzanne?
我如何能分辨她
Eyes and I know it's Suzanne.
我闭着眼睛我都知道她是不是我的太太。
I don't need to see Suzanne to know it's Suzanne.
我可能不用见到她我就能分辨出来。
Because I have, my heart can tell.
因为我的心里面真正的认识她知道。
Amen?I know if this is real Jesus or not because my heart can tell.
我能分辨出来，在我面前这个人是不是真正的耶稣基督，是我的心可以分辨
出来。All the years of worshiping him.
这么多年来，真心的去敬拜他。
All the years of knowing his presence.
这么多年，我真正的认识他的同在。
A fake Jesus cannot replicate that.
一个假的耶稣，一个冒牌货，不能伪装出来。
That's how we know.
这就是我们如何知道。
The real Jesus doesn't have to say anything.
真正的耶稣不用说什么事情。
And all you can sense is he loves you.
你能感受到他爱你的那个同在。
Amen. And that's how we can tell between a man that performs miracles from a true man from God.
所以我们可以看得出一个只是行神迹奇事的人还是一个从神而来的真正的人。
And so Elijah proved that Jehovah is the one that answered by fire.
所以先知以利亚证明了我们的神是真正的神。
And with that, the whole Israel, all the Israelites killed all the prophets of Baal.
借着这样的一个神迹呢，那些以色列百姓把那些巴利所有的先知呢都杀掉了。
Now you would have thought after that great victory,
大家可能觉得在经历这么大一个得胜之后，
Elijah should be happy.
觉得先知以利亚应该很开心。
Bold.
非常的好像刚强壮胆。
Say yes.
哦，是的。
Revival in Israel.
哇，以色列国要经历复兴了。
Everywhere he goes, people will say, "Yes, we want Jehovah."
可能你觉得他所到之处，大家百姓都要欢呼说，我们要耶和华神。
But that didn't happen.
但是行了这件大神迹之后，并没有发生这样的事情。
Verse 1 to 2 says, Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and had.Killed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, So may the gods do to me and more also that I make your life as the life of the one of them this time tomorrow.
列位记上十九章一到二节这里说，亚哈把以利亚一切所做的事和他用刀杀了众先知的事呢，都告诉耶洗别。耶洗别就派使者到以利亚那里说，明日约这时候，我若不使你的性命像那些人的性命一样，愿神明重重的惩罚我。
So Jezebel the queen now threatens Elijah, how dare you kill all my prophets? You're destroying my religion. I'm going to kill you tomorrow.
所以这个王后耶洗别听了他就是这个时候就开始在恐吓这个以利亚说，你胆敢来杀我的先知，说我也要取你的性命。
Now, Elijah has now just experienced the mighty God that came down by fire.
这么先知以利亚刚刚经历的是神从天降下烈火来回应他的祷告，经历这样大神迹。
We would have expected Elijah to say to the messenger,Go and tell Jezebel. Now, you're going to be eaten by dogs tomorrow.
可能我们会期待以利亚会有这样的期盼，好，他这么大的信心，觉得说对那个耶洗别派的那个传话人说，你明天这个时候会被狗吃掉。
And that you will grow another nose.
可能你会长出一条另外鼻子出来。
And that you will gain another 10 kilos.
可能你会再重十公斤。
You would have expected him to say that.
可能我们会期待以利亚会这样去回复那个
仆人。But instead, verse 3, we read this. Then he was afraid.
但是在第三节我们却看到说以利亚害怕。
He was struck with fear.
他是被恐惧所辖制的。
And he rose and ran for his life. Came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there.
然后呢，他就起来逃命，到了犹大的别示巴，把仆人留在了那里。
So what did he do? He go from northern kingdom down to the south.
所以他做的就是从北部以色列逃到了南部。
He was so afraid that he ran away.
他非常的害怕，以致逃命跑了。
You know, fear paralyzes us.
很多时候，恐惧会辖制我们，让我们瘫痪。
You know, whenever we are walking well with God.
当我们跟神一起同行的时候
Or you may have a victory, you may have a breakthrough in your Christian life.
可能在我们生命当中我们经历了一些突破。
What happened is the devil will come and bring fear to you.
当我们有这样得胜的时候，仇敌总是来带一些恐惧来到我们生命当中。
He will whisper something in your ears.
他可能在一些谎言在我们的意念当中。
And each time when we want to walk in faith with God, the enemy will always...Whisper the fear into our hearts and minds.
每次我们想要带着信心去行走的时候，仇敌总是把一些恐惧撒种撒在我们的思想当中。
Fear is natural.
害怕是很正常的事。
In our human nature.
在我们人的本性当中会害怕是正常的。
If I see something, fear will strike my heart.
当我可能看到一些我不想看的东西，可能会有这种惧怕的感觉。
Amen. Just because I feel fear, it doesn't mean...Something's wrong with me.
当我有这个害怕的感觉，并不代表有什么问题。
All it means is, what will the fear do to you?
我们需要看到的是这个害怕恐惧给我们带来的一个后果。
Let me say again, fear is part of human nature.
我们有这种害怕的感觉是人的本性，是正常的。
Amen? So, you can't get rid of it.
我们无法去拿掉这种感觉。
But what you can do is, what do you do with the fear?
我们能做的是如何 来对付这样一种感觉。
Elijah did the wrong thing.
那么以利亚先知以利亚做了一个错误的决定。
He submitted to it.
就是他降服在这个恐惧当中。
He believed Jezebel's threats.
他的相信了耶洗别对他的恐吓。
You see, God may do mighty things in your life today.
今天可能神在我们的生命当中可以做大事。
But the thought about what about tomorrow?
但是我们对明天的那种恐惧害怕。
What about when I retire?
如果我明天发生什么事怎么办？明天我退休了怎么办
？Fear strikes，
然后那个恐惧进到我们里面。
Amen. But what do you do？
我们如何来对付这样的一种恐惧呢
？See the Bible teach us to wear the armor.
圣经教导我们要穿上全备的军装。
To stand strong，
要我们站立得稳。
And not to submit to fear，
不要降服屈服于这个恐惧。
Amen.So the right thing to do when you go to heaven, you tell Elijah, Joshua said, the thing that you should have done.
记得如果我们去到天堂碰到以利亚先知的时候，你说我们的牧师曾经说过，你应该当时应该做了一件正确的事情。
According to Ephesians chapter 6,
根据以弗所书啊四章
的经文说 ，Wear your armor, Elijah.
以利亚，你应该穿你的全副的军装啊。
And stand strong.
你应该站立得稳。
Easy said than done.
是不是很容易这样说
？See, more than likely, I would have done the same thing as him. I wouldn't have just run one day. I would have run 10 days away.
可能我觉得我们说的容易，但是如果我在当时那个处境，可能我也会做他这样的选择。
But that's where God's process is want to take you, is to take you so that now you want to run away, but after, when God takes you through a process, you will stand strong.
但是很多时候神会允许我们经历一个过程，在这过程当中，在我们的害怕的过程当中，神会允许我们慢慢站立住。
Although you can't do it today,
可能今天我们还不能站立
住。You may run away today.
我们今天可能因为害怕而逃跑了。
But when God works in your life,
但是当神在我们生命当中做工的时候，
Who knows, next year you could stand strong.
谁知道明年的今天你就可以站立得住了呢？
Amen.
Amen.
So that when the devil tried to fear, frighten you,
可能当下一次仇敌再一次要来恐吓你的时候，
you give him a black eye.
你可以给他一拳打回去。
Amen.
Amen.
I remember when I first became a Christian.
我记得我刚刚信主的时候，
I don't know why this happens to me.
我也不知道当时为什么我会有这样经历。
Nearly every week, two or three times a week.
好像在一周有两三次这样的经历。
I was visited by demonic presences.
我经常会被那个邪灵就是被来光顾我。
I would rather see, you know, I've seen small ones, big ones, really big ones.
我见过很多那种邪灵，大的小的，各式各样的见过。
They always show up in my room.
他们总是来到我的房间来骚扰我。
Not just show up, they materialize.
他不光是出现，而且好像很真实的一种同在。
I said, "What are you doing here?"
然后就问他为什么你出现在这里。
And so this went on and on and on.
这样的事情呢，不断的发生。
I was so afraid.
但是我很害怕。
And I gathered my quilt, I gathered my pillow, and I ran over to my cell leader who lived in another block.
当时呢，我带上我的铺盖被子呢，就去找我的那个住在隔壁的那个小组组长。
I knocked on his door.
我就使劲的敲他的房门。当时很害怕。
Then I said to him, "Can I sleep in your floor today?"
然后我说，我今天跟你住你房间，睡你地上可不可以啊
？Not just this week, not this state. Can I spend a whole week there?
我说不止今天呢，不是今晚呢，这整个星期跟你住可不可以
？So I was so scared. I actually spent a whole week on his floor.
我当时非常的害怕，甚至的好像一整个星期我都睡在那个地上，跟他一起。
But this problem never got gone away.
但是那个问题还没有得到解决。
Although it may not be every two or three times in a week in the beginning.
可能当时是一周有两三次这样经历
But it was still regularly.
好像很频繁的出现这样的事情
I used to cry out, Lord.
然后我就跟神说主啊到底会怎么样
Why is this happening to me?
为什么会发生在我的身上
I'm supposed to be a Christian.
我是一个基督徒嘞
But I never knew that God was training me.
但是我不知道这样的经历是神在训练我
Amen.、嗯、And this went on for another ten years.、
啊、这样的经历就持续了差不多十年的时间。
Until one day, I had enough.
直到有一天我真的受够了。
All right, I remember sleeping in my first home that I bought.
我记得当时我住在我第一次我买的那个房子里面。
And when the devil showed up,
当那个邪灵在出现的时候
，I ignored him.
然后我就忽略他。
Because I was so fed up.
因为当时我觉得真的是受够了。
And guess what? When I ignored him, he left.
但是当我真的去忽略他的时候，他反而就转身走了。
And I realize,
然后那个时候我才意识到
，Why didn't someone tell me 10 years ago?
为什么十年之前没有人告诉我，完全就可以忽略
？Was I afraid? Yes.
其实我当时我害怕吗？还是害怕的。
But I chose to not submit to that fear.
但是我当时选择不要降服在这个惧怕当中。
I just ignored them.
我就是选择忽略他。
Amen. And ever since then,
从那之后。
Different people who had problems with the devil.
然后有不同的人遇到这种被邪灵探访的事情的时候
The Lord blesses me.
神
The Lord give me the privilege.
那么神呢给我有因为有这种优先的这种经历
And cast them out.
让我有能力可以把他们的邪灵赶出去
Amen. Hallelujah. These things are real.
这种事情真的是很真实存在的。
But you don't have to be afraid of them.
但是我们不用害怕。
Even if you're afraid, you don't have to submit to them.
就算你可能有害怕的感觉，但是不要降服在惧怕当中。
Because the reality is they are more afraid of you than you are afraid of them.
但是事实就是他们比你更害怕他们。
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So then when people are in desperation, they come to our church, we just go, get out in Jesus' name.
所以当人
有 and the devil goes,
所以当人有很迫切来到我们当中需要求助的时候，我们要奉耶稣名把这人鬼赶出去。
So sometimes people say, Pastor, how come you can do this?
很多人说，哦，牧师，为什么你可以做得到呢？
I said, Do you want to spend 10 years be shaking like me?
我说，你难道想像我这样十年有这样子那种战惊发抖的那种经历吗？
But you don't have to spend 10 years shaking.
你可能不用像我一样有十年
这样的经历。You can do it
now. 你现在就可以做到。
And stand firm.
站立得稳。
And say, I'm not afraid.
告诉我们不用害怕。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if we are afraid,
但是当我们害怕的时候
then we are running away from where God wants us to be.
我们就是去离开偏离了神想让我们去的
地方。Because the door is in front of you.
因为那个门就在我们前面。
And if you walk through it, that's your destiny.
如果我们穿过那扇门就进入到我们的目的地。
But you have to overcome that fear.
我们必须要克服那个害怕去到那个
地方。Whatever that fear looks like.
不管这个害怕是源于什么。
And let's first read verse 4. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down by a broom tree. And he asked that he may die, saying, It is enough, O Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my life.
第四节他说他自己在旷野走了一日的路程，来到一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死，说，耶和华，现在够了，求你取我的性命吧，因为我不比我的主先好。
How many of us has prayed that prayer?
有多少人可能有过这样的祷告呢？
I've had enough, Lord.
我说啊，我主啊，真的
我受
够了。
我受够了。 Yeah, I had enough.
我受够了。
Take my life.
主啊，你不如取了我的性命吧。
You see, fear will bring you to a place of complete desperation.
可能这个恐惧会把我们带到一个特别很迫切的一种光景当中。
You see no hope.
你看不到盼望，
没有希望，
没有未来，没有盼望。
See, the reason why the enemy will show up is to say, I am more powerful than your God.
为什么这个仇敌会出现？他是想好像告诉你说他比你的神更有能力。
Amen? And the only reason why God doesn't show up at the same time because God said, you are more powerful than them.But I didn't know that.
但是那个时候为什么我们的神没有出现？是我的神其实想告诉我，我比那个邪灵其实更有能力。只是当时的我不知道。
Any disease, any devil, you are more powerful than them.
任何的仇疾病，任何的仇敌，是我们更有能力胜过他们。
Because we are children of God.
为什么？因为我们是神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit dwells in us.
圣灵住在我们的里面。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But then, if you don't overcome.
但是如果我们不胜过这样的一个惧怕
If you allow the fear to overcome you,
反而你让你的惧怕 来胜过你
Then we give up on life.
那我们就真的好像觉得放弃我们的性命了
Whenever you reach such a state,
如果我们到了这样一种光景的时候
Don't submit to it.
我们一定不要妥协
Even when you're feeling down,
就算你们感觉非常的低落
Don't submit to it.
一定不要放弃
Because hope is just around the corner.
因为你的盼望就在那个转角。
And so verse 5 said, And he lay down and slept under a broom tree, and behold, an angel touched him and said to him, Arise and eat.
这里五节第五节说，他躺在罗藤树下睡着了，看哪，有一个天使拍他，对他说，起来吃吧。
You see, here you are, you're so depressed.
可能我们当时出来就好像以利亚一种非常压抑的状态。
What happens if an angel shows up?
当一个天使突然出现在你面前的时候，怎么样呢？
Most of us would think, I would be cheered up.
很多时候，哇，我肯定会很开心死
了。Oh, yes.
哦，太好了，太好了。
But it's not necessarily like that.
但是并不一定是这样子哦。
You see, when you are under fear, when you are so given up on your future,
当你被那个被恐惧所包围的时候，你对未来失去盼望和信心的时候
，No amount of miracles, angels appearing, supernatural this and that will be able to change your situation.
可能就没有不管就天使出现在你面前，或者神迹奇事这种超自然的事情在你身边发生，可能都不能改变你的现状。
Because Elijah is well familiar with all that.
因为先知以利亚见多了这样的事情了。
Amen. We being Pentecostals, no amount of prophecy, no amount of prayer will be able to help me.
对于我们属灵灵恩教派的，我们不管有怎么样的先知，多到的祷告，可能都帮不了我们那种情况。
Because my heart is craving for something else.
因为可能我的心只是在渴慕一些其他的东西。
I discover from this scripture.That why Elijah was so depressed. Even angels show up, he was still depressed. Okay.
当时我终于发现为什么当时先知以利亚这么样的抑郁，就算天使出现在身边，他还是很低落的一种状态。
That's how we feel sometimes. No amount of prayer, no amount of prophecy, no amount of laying hand can even change the way I feel.
可能就是我们有些当时我们有些人会经历的，不管多少祷告，多少先知给我们发预言，多少的那种帮助，依然改变不了我们心里的状态。
So what is it that Elijah was looking for that will cheer him up?
到底是以利亚在等什么人让他高兴起来呢
？Amen. Isn't it strange?
是不是很奇怪
？But it tells you what truly we want in our hearts when we are so down.
当我们很低落的时候，很失落的时候，是什么？是我们真正想要的是什么
？And so verse 6 said, and he looked, and behold, there was at his head a cake baked on hot stones, and a jar of water, and he ate and drank and lay down again.
第六节说，他观看看啊，头旁边有烧热的石头、烤的饼和一壶水，他就吃了喝了，又再躺下。
See, not only did an angel show up, but the angel actually cooked.Baked some cakes.
所以不光这个天使出现，天使还给他预备了 一餐饭食，饼和水。
And the angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, for the journey is too great for you."
第七节，耶和华的使者回来，第二次拍他说，起来吃吧，因为你要走的路很远。
In other words, when the angel came the first time with the cake and the water, Elijah said, 我不吃。
就好像天使第二次再来带着那个饼和水来找以利亚的时候，他说，哦，不想吃了。
Why is he doesn't want to eat?
为什么他不想再吃了呢？
Amen, 我不吃。
他拒绝吃了， refuse to eat.
我想死。
因为我 I want to die.
See? Elijah, the great man, wow, he's just like us.
哇，以利亚大先知这样大一个伟人，他的反应其实跟你我没什么两样。
And that's why the Bible contains stories, so many stories, because they are we can relate to those stories.
为什么在圣经当中有很多这样的故事？在故事当中，我们可以给我们找到跟我们自己相似的一种情况。
So it's a bit like Suzanne say, Joshua, 吃饭呐、啊，我不吃。
Just like my wife calling me for lunch for food, that's now I don't want to eat.
我想死。
Just leave me alone.
Amen.We are like that.
可能我们也有非常相似的经历。
Fear wants you to stay with our hope.
因为这个恐惧想把我们困在一种绝望、失望的一种状
态当中。But what is it that can bring us out of it?
是什么东西可以让把我们从这种光景当中搭救出来呢？
But then in the end, the angel said, "You've got to eat this because your journey is going to be a very long time."
这个时候，天使对他说：“你必须要吃，因为你前面要走的路还很远。”
And verse 8 says, He arose and ate and drank and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God.
第八节，他就起来吃了喝了，仗着这饮食的力，走了40昼夜，到了神的山，就是何烈山。
Now, this is, I don't know whether you spot this, there's a problem here.
我不知道大家有没有注意到这里有一个问题哦。
It's not about that food is a supernatural food that can actually sustain him for 40 days. Can you imagine? You only need to eat once every 40 days.
我这里不是想强调的是他吃了好像什么神仙妙药好，这个饼跟水有什么神奇之处，让他可以走40昼夜。
I'm praying, God give me some of that food and I will package it and sell it and I'll be rich.
我想说，哦，神给我这样一种很神奇的药啊，神奇的食物哈，吃了管40昼夜。
But they say it's 40 days.
这里确实讲说他走了40昼夜。
In other words, right, where Elijah was and where the Mount Horeb, which is Mount Sinai, same word, same place, Mount Sinai is, it's not all that far.
就是他所在的地方跟这个何烈山其实没有离很远。
But it takes him 40 days.
但是却花了他四十天的路程。
Because it's, a lot of it is desert.
因为那个地方很多地方要经过那个旷野。
It is hard to get there.
是非很难行走的一个路段。
You see, brothers and sisters, where we are at the moment, we feel, 我不去，我想死。
可能我们有些人处在这种光景当中很绝望，你没有很低落，不想吃东西，就想寻死。
But it will take you a long time to get there, to get out.
你感觉好像要花很长很长的时间，要很费力才去到那个地方。
What was Elijah looking for?
以利亚他到底在找寻什么呢？
He was looking for God.
他在找寻神。
But I thought God was everywhere.
但是我们的神不是无处不在的吗？
And worst of all, I thought Elijah can hear God.
难道先知以利亚不能听到神的声音吗？
Why does he have to walk 40 days and 40 nights and go to the mountain in order to hear God?
为什么他要走四十昼夜，为了去到那个何烈山去听寻到神呢？
Why can't God just speak to him there in the broom tree?
为什么神就不在那个罗藤树下就对他说话呢？
Isn't that what God can do?
难道神不能做到这一点吗？
Amen. If I was there, I would say, Hold on, God, can we just stop here?Why can't you just talk to him?
可能你会说，神啊，为什么我们不能就是你在罗藤树下就对他说话呢？
Can't you see the man is depressed?
你看不到他如此的抑郁吗？
Amen. We say, God, have mercy, show compassion. Why don't you talk to him there?
我说，神啊，你如此怜悯的神，为什么你不怜悯他，就在那边给他说话
就好了。Why does he have to travel 40 days and 40 nights, climb a really high mountain just to talk to you?
为什么神要这么折腾，让他走这么远的路，爬这么高的山，就是为了跟他说话呢？
In my experience, that's how God works.
在我自己经历当中，这就是神做事的方法。
He doesn't do things the easy way.
他不会选最容易的方法来做事。
He does things in a very strange way.
神做事很奇特。
Brothers and sisters, let me tell you.
让我告诉你们大家。
Your God,
你的神
is strange.
是很奇怪的。
He doesn't do things logically.
他不是按常理出牌。
He does things in a certain way.
他是按照特定的方法来做事。
That none of us can understand.
没有我们当中没有任何人可以明白他的思路。
So if I were you, I would stop suggesting to God how to do his job.
如果我是你的话，我会停止去建议神要怎么做事情。
Like I do.
就好像我曾经常
常这样做。I'm God's advisor.
我是神的好像顾问。
I'm advising God what he should do to me.
我告诉神你要对我做什么。
But never, God never bothered to answer me.
但是神不屑来回答我。
But now and then he does.
但是现在神会告诉我。
I remember one time I went back home and I was really annoyed.
我记得有一天我回到家非常很烦躁。
And I said, God, I had enough.
然后我跟神说，神啊，我真的受够了。
I'm now going to be Elijah.
我要像以利亚这样子。
Oh Lord,
我在那边
I had enough.
在神面前发牢骚。
And then I pray for about 5 hours.
然后当时我就在神面前祷告5个小时。我说神啊。
Do you even know where I am?
你知道我现在到底处于什么一个状况吗？
Are you listening, Lord?
你到底有没有在听我跟你祷告？
And then in the end, I just complained and complained until I was too tired, so I went to bed.
然后我后来就接着在神面前不断的发牢骚发倒苦水然后后来累了就睡了
then early in the morning the next day
然后第二天早上起来
an intercessor phoned me
然后呢一个为我们代祷的一个姊妹打给我
when I was praying last night God told me something but I couldn't tell you but I had to tell you straight away this morning
他说当时在电话当中他告诉我昨天晚上我祷告的时候神要我有些话告诉你但是当时我不能告诉你我就说今天早上马上告诉你
What did he say?
然后我就问这个代祷者我说
Pastor
我说他神给你说了什么
Pastor he said I'm in your living room walking up and down
然后当时那个代祷者就跟我说他说神告诉我说我就在你们家的客厅走来走去的
Does it make any sense?Pastor,
就是，然后他当时问我，哦，牧师这句话对你来说有没有什么意义呢？
I said, yes, it does.
我说是的，确实是的，有。
And I just put the phone down and I looked into have I looked up and said, Lord, I'm sorry.
然后当时我放下电话，我跟神祷告说，神啊，对不起。
Amen. We think that God doesn't know.
我们觉得神没有听，可能神也不知道发生了什么。
We think that God doesn't know our suffering.
我们知道神好像不知道我们正在受苦。
He does.
他知道。
But your God and my God, He is strange.
但是你我的神，他是很奇妙的神。
When we want Him, He seems to run away.
但是当我们要需要他的时候，好像他远离我们。
He doesn't listen to us.
好像感觉他没有在听我们祷告。
He doesn't seem to do what we want Him to do.
感觉他没有做我们想要他做的事情。
Do you know God is so confident He does things His way?
神如此的自信，他按照他自己的方式来行事。
He does things His own way.
他用他自己的方式来行事。
Amen.
Amen.
And that's really annoying.
有的时候我们觉得哇，这个很讨厌。
That's why God can be so frustrating.
所以很多时候神可能也觉得 很恼怒。
His thoughts are not our thoughts.
因为他的意念不是我们的意念。
And so, why can't God just speak to the poor guy?
就是我们觉得哦，神啊，你看这个可怜的以利亚。
Why does he need to go all the way to the Mount Sinai?
为什么走四十昼夜爬到那个何烈山去迎接你呢
？Is it the clue is in the 40 days, 40 nights?
四十昼夜。
This is represents testing.
这是代表了一个被试炼的过程。
This is where Moses spent 40 days and 40 nights.
这是摩西也花了四十昼夜。
Israel spent 40 years.
以色列在旷野四十年。
Jesus was tempted for 40 days and 40 nights.
我们的主耶稣在旷野也被试探了，也禁食了四十昼夜。
It speaks of testing.
这四十代表了一个试炼的过程。
During the 40 days and 40 nights, God wanted Elijah to understand something about himself.
在这四十昼夜当中，神想要以利亚明白一些道理。
The reason why God doesn't answer my prayer is because He wants me to 40 days and 40 not understand Joshua. This is the problem.
为什么当时神没有马上回应我的祷告？是神要我在这个等候的过程当中，让我明白我真正的问题是什么
？His kindness.
让我明白神的良善。
It is His goodness.
是神的良善，是神的慈爱。
It's not because God doesn't want to help you. God wants you to understand something.
并不是说神不想帮助我们，而是神要我们在这过程当中明白一个道理。
God knows what He's doing.
我们的神知道他在做什么。
He knows exactly where Elijah is.
他知道以利亚所处的光景。
He chose to speak to him in the mountain because He wants him to go through that journey.
神为什么选择在何烈山对以利亚说话？是因为他要先知经历这个过程。
That journey is another word for process.
这个旅程其实就是一个过程的意思。
God wants us to go take that journey because He wants to walk with you.
神让我们走这个旅程，是他要与我们同行。
Amen. If things are tough today, God is still with you.
如果今天你面对的光景非常的困难，但是神仍然与你同在。
He wants you to know that He is there.
神想让你知道他与你同行。
And that God wants to encourage you in one thing.
神想要鼓励一件事情。
Whenever life becomes so tough,
当生活变得非常困难、很艰难
的时候 ，You and I need to find the mountain.
你和我都要找到我们生命中的那座山。
Amen. We need to find the Mount Sinai.
我们要找到我们生命中的那座何烈山。
Because that's where God is.
这就是神，因为是神所在的那个地方。
Even though He's everywhere.
尽管我们的神是无处不在的神
But He wants us to find Him in the mountain.
但是神想让我们在那个山上与他会面。
And in heaven, there is a new Jerusalem.
在天堂有新的耶路撒冷。
And there, God is in the throne.
在那里神坐在宝座上。
And God is telling us that we go boldly before His throne of grace.
神说我们要坦然无惧地来到他的施恩宝座前。
So God is telling us,Whenever fear grips you, whenever life is so negative,
所以神说
look for the mountain.
所以神说当我们被恐惧辖制的时候，当我们的生活处在如此艰难的一个光景的时候，我们要寻找那个何烈山。
Because that's where the hope is.
那就是我们的盼望所在。
I lift up my eyes to the hills.
我向山举目。
And that's where my hope is.
我的帮助从何来？我的盼望在哪里
？God wants us to press in.
神要让我们不断的推进，不断的推进。
And find the throne of grace.
让我们找到神的那个施恩的宝座。
Because it is in the throne of grace where He will give you the words of eternal life.
因为是在那个神的施恩宝座前，神会赐给我们那永生之道。
What Elijah was looking for,
以利亚他所要寻找的
was God to speak the words of eternal life into his heart.
是那个要对他的心 来赐下这个永生之道的神。
You and I also need the word of eternal life.
你和我今天也需要神口中的这个永生之道。
What is that?
是什么呢？
It is something that you read in the Bible or God says something to you.
或者是借着我们读神的话语，或者神对我们的心说话。
And when He speaks to your heart,
当神对我们的心说话的时候，
it changes you.
会大大的改变你的生命。
God is so kind.
我们的神是非常良善的神。
And he's so merciful.
神是怜悯的神。
John chapter 6 verse 66 says that after this many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, do you want to go away as well?
约翰福音六章六十六节，从此他们从他的门徒中有很多退去了，不再和他同行。耶稣就对那十二使徒说，你们也要离开吗？
You see, many people come to Jesus like these disciples were looking for food and looking for drink, looking for God's provision.
这当中很多的门徒，他们跟随耶稣是为了满足物质上的肉体的一种满足。
And instead Jesus said, eat my flesh and drink my blood.
但是主说你要吃我的肉喝我的血。
And all, so all these thousands of people said, how can we eat you?
但是这跟随他的那些众千个门徒说，我们怎么可能吃你的肉喝你的血呢？
And this is what Jesus does, set an example. This is what you call, this is, he's not seeker friendly kind of church.
所以耶稣他并不是一种好像很友善的一种慕道的方式。
There he has 5,000 people.
在他面前有五千个跟随他的人。
What was he doing?
他说了什么呢？
Scare them all off.
他却因为他说的话把那些人全部都分散了。
If you want to stay in this church, eat my flesh and drink my blood.
他说如果你要跟随我，你要吃我的肉喝我的血。
And the people say, how can I do that?
哇，这么血腥的话怎么可能说出来？怎么可能做这种事情？
And they all went away.
然后其他人全部被劝退了。
You see, we come to church because we want God to do this, do that for us.
就好像很多时候我们来到教会，我们是说神要为我做这个做那个，满足我的需要。
We come to God because we have a need.
我们来到神面前，因为我们带着各样的需要来到神面前。
But brothers and sisters, this is not the best thing that God can give us.
但是弟兄姊妹，这并不是神能给我们的最好的。
There is something better that God can give us.
比起我们的需要，还有更好的东西神可以给我们。
And that's the words of eternal life.
这是神要所赐给我们的永生之道。
I hope you learn something today.
我希望大家今天有所得着。
God's word spoken to you is far more precious than what you're asking for.
今天主亲口对我们说的话，远超乎我们今天跟他所求的东西。
When you experience this, you realize.
当我们真正经历了，你会发现。
When God's speaking to your life, when He gives you words of eternal life.
当神在对你的生命讲话，甚至赐给你这个永生之道的时候。
It will change your life.
会改变你的生命。
It will destroy that fear in your life.
会把你生命中的这个惧怕击退。
It will set you free.
它会把你释放出来。
Amen.
Amen.
It's just like somebody addicted to gambling.
就好像有些人赌博上瘾的时候。
Money cannot help him.
金钱帮不了他。
But what he needs is to be free.
他需要的是得释放。
And so the words of eternal life sets us free.
从神而来的永生之道会让我们得真正的自由。
And verse 68 says, Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God.
68节，西门彼得回答他说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
And so to close, this is the message from God.
所以我们结束今天，这是神给我们的道。
Fear wants to paralyze us.
恐惧可能想要来让我们失去能力。
Especially after a great triumph, a great breakthrough.
可能特别是在我们生命当中经历一些特别大的得胜以后。
But God is encouraging us not to submit to that fear.
但是神要鼓励我们不要降服、屈服于这个恐惧。
Don't submit to the enemy.
不要向仇敌妥协。
But instead.Hang on.
相反，我们要紧紧的抓住。
Stand strong.
我们要站立住了。
Until then, press into the throne room of God.
然后我们要真的是推进进到神的施恩宝座前。
Until through the Bible or through God saying things to you.
直到有一天，我们借着神的话语，或者我们借着圣灵听到领受神的道。
That's what Elijah was really looking for. He was looking for the voice of God.
这就是以先知以利亚所真正来寻求的是神的声音。
The word of God.
神的永生之道。
Hallelujah. That's what our soul, our hearts truly, truly, truly is longing for.
这是我们的心，我们的魂所真正的，所向往的，所寻求的。
God to speak to us.
主来对我们说话。
Through his word.
借着他的道，他的话语。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you are the Word.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，你是那道。
And we want to eat you.
我们要吃你的肉。
We want to drink your blood.
我们要喝你的血。
Because your word, your flesh is the word of life.
主，你的肉就是那永生之道。
Your blood is the life-giving water.
主，你的血就是那个赐生命的活水。
We need this, Lord.
主，我们何等的需要。
More than anything else in life.
主要比任何世上的任何的东西，我们都需要。
Because during this time, oh God, we need you, Lord.
主要在这个世界，我们需要你。
And our brothers and sisters in church and online, Lord, we need that word of God from you.
主要在我们在教会当中，在网上的弟兄姊妹，我们都需要从你而来的这个永生之道。
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊。
Speak to us, Lord.
对我们说话
and deliver us, Lord.
求你来释放我们
deliver us from fear.
把我们从恐惧当中释放出来
the oppression of the enemy.
把从仇敌来的这种压迫当中释放出来
deliver us, Lord.
帮助我们释放我们
set us free, Lord.
主啊，求你赐给我们自由，主
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，主
If today the word of God is speaking to you and you have a need.
主，我今天觉得神的话在对你说话，你有这样的需要。
You say into your heart.
你对你的心说
，Lord, this is me.
说主啊，这是我。你有个回应。
I'm going to sow a mustard seed of faith.
我要撒下这个芥菜种一样大的信心。
And I'm going to declare.
我今天要宣告。
I'm not afraid.
我不要惧怕。
I'm not afraid.
我不再害怕。
I'm not afraid.
我不再害怕。
I'm not afraid.
我不再害怕。
I have decided.
我今天做这个决定。
I'm not going to be afraid.
我不要再害怕。
I'm not going to be fear.
我不要再恐惧。
I'm going to decide. I have decided.
我今天做这个决定。
To trust you, Lord.
我要去相信你，主。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣的名。
I'm going to trust you, my future.
主，我把我的未来要放在你的手中。
Trust you in every stage.
我要把我生命的每一步都放在你的手中。
I'm going to believe you.
主，我要相信你。
So sow that mustard seed of faith, brothers and sisters.
所以我们今天撒这个芥菜种一样的信心，一大大的小的信心。
The mountain will be moved.
我们生命中的大山都要被挪移。
Hallelujah. Let's stand.
让我们站立起来。
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
谢谢主。感谢主。
耶和华是爱，让我安息青草溪水边，神领我心潮心中的忧爱，统统都每一天。耶和华是在困境中他保守引领，成为我百世丰盛的恩典，在危难也不改变。在世间主安于空，他的爱常在我身边，神为我施恩惠，保守怜悯，共同都是神。耶和华是爱，让我安歇青草溪水边，无限满足。快乐永驻心田， 让我安歇，清早洗睡眠，生命我心中，心中你有完，共度每一天。耶和华是爱，在困境中他保守黎明，神为我发射丰盛世界，主恩一共，他的爱常在我身边，身为我是安慰，保守怜悯，共同度此生。
这世界，
在世界，
在世界，
主恩一共。身边，身为我是安慰，保守怜悯，风同动之声，
在世间，
在世间，主恩一
共，
他的爱常在我身边，身为我。
Father, we love you.
父，我们爱你。
We know that you are with us.
主，我们知道你与我们同在。
Even though when you may feel not that you feel far away from us,
尽管很多时候我们感觉你很遥远。
We know that you are here.
但是我们知道你就在这里。
And that you truly, truly love us.
主，你真的爱我们。
And that you want us to see.
主，你让我们看到。
You want us to be free.
你让我们得自由。
You want us to be in your presence.
你让我们住在你的同在当中。
You want to deliver us.
你想要来释放我们。
You want to heal us.
你想要来医治我们。
You want to bless us.
你想要来祝福我们。
So Father, we ask you that the Holy Spirit will give us strength.
父，我们祷告求圣灵赐给我们力量。
That when we eat of His strength.
当我们靠着主的力量
When we have the Holy Spirit
当我们只有圣灵住在我们里面的时候
We will be able to make it to the throne room of God
我们可以有得力量进入到主你的施恩宝座前
Where we can hear your words
我们可以来听到你那永生之道
Hear you speak to us
我们可以亲耳听到你要对我们说的话
And that you will give us the words of eternal life
主你要赐给我们的永生之道。
Something that our hearts and soul needs to hear.
那我们的心如迫切地想听到的那个话。
So I just pray, O God, that you release the word of eternal life.
父，我们祷告你赐下你那永生之道。
To every one of us.
给我们这里的每一个人。
That when we hear.
当我们听到的时候。
That we may be delivered.
我们会得到你的释放和自由。
Lord, this will be what we want, Lord.
主，这是我们所真正需要的。
Every one of us need to hear from you.
我们每个人都需要亲耳听到你。
We need to receive that word from you.
我们需要领受你那永生之道。
The Father loves us.
父，你爱我们。
And that He is good to us.
主，你对我们是好的神。
Father, we need to hear you say that.
父，我们想听到你的这种话的
实质。We want to hear that, Lord.
我们要听到你对我们的心说话。
That you love us.
我们要感受到主你的爱。
And that you are good to us.
我们要知道主你是那良善的神，是对我们好的神。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你我的主。
Father, I just pray, Lord, that you protect every person here.
父，我们祷告你保守我们这里的每一个人。
And bless our families.
祝福我们的每一个家庭。
And bless all the families that are on holiday.
也祝福我们在每一个度假当中的家庭。
Bless the people online.
也祝福在网上跟我们聚会的弟兄姊妹们。
That they may hear your voice.
愿他们今天也听到你的声音。
That will say to them.
听到你对他们所说的。
Father loves you.
天父爱你。
And He is good to you.
神是良善的神。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐。